Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Monday, March 9th. I'm Charles Pelkey with these news updates from around Wyoming. Governor Mark Gordon signed more than 30 bills into law on Friday. They include increasing the Medicaid reimbursement rate for EMS services, outlining how the state will spend federal funds from the Rural Health Transformation Program, regulating a substance known as kratom that has helped many people come off of opioids but also carries its own risk for abuse, and creating new positions and programs for student literacy. The legislature's session is coming to a close this week. Lawmakers will assemble to override any of the governor's vetoes on Wednesday. All law enforcement officers in Wyoming can now fine or jail commercial truck drivers who are not proficient in English. That's due to a new state law. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports that previously only highway patrol officers could do so.
The law seeks to make Wyoming's highways safer by ensuring that commercial drivers can communicate with other drivers and read road signs. Officer Kyle McKay testified that almost 800 trucks were put out of commission last year for their drivers failing English proficiency tests.
And we've had 19 repeat offenders that have been incarcerated on the violation itself.
But Laramie resident Kendra Cowley expressed concern with this expanded law.
Providing law enforcement with the subjective power to end someone's career on the spot based on their language skills is a precedent that I am personally terrified of setting.
Cowley says this law could also hurt farmers and ranchers who rely on commercial drivers to ship their animals and harvests. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.
Some senators say that a bill they've sent to the governor's desk may spark a special session later this year. The bill in question outlines how Wyoming will spend its $205 million in federal rural health transformation funds. But the feds still need to okay the state plan. Negotiations are ongoing. If they don't agree with how the state wants to use the money, lawmakers would have to come back to rework the bill. During third reading in the Senate, an amendment that would avoid a special session was introduced.
That gives the folks in our Department of Health and on the first floor the best possible position to negotiate what's actually a very tricky negotiation with a very large amount of money.
That's Senator Mike Garrew, a Democrat from Jackson.
By taking this out, leaving it the way it is now, may very well mean we have to come back.
Senators voted to keep the amendment out. The governor signed the bill on Friday. A lawsuit to put the Eastern Shoshone tribe's leadership dispute in front of a federal court did not gain traction. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman has more.
A federal judge declined to get involved in a disagreement about who's leading the Eastern Shoshone tribe. That's according to reporting from the Lander Journal. It's been nearly 2 months since a group of tribal members voted to replace the entire Eastern Shoshone Business Council. Some say that vote was legitimate, but others disagree. The original council is still managing the tribe's day-to-day operations. The lawsuit asked for the original council to be replaced, but the federal judge wrote that federal courts don't have jurisdiction. He cited case law and policy that requires federal courts to give tribal courts the full opportunity to, quote, first determine their own jurisdiction. The tribal court's timeline for hearing the case is unclear. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Haberman.
Using a massive data set, researchers are developing tools to help them predict when and where wildfires are most likely to start. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
Researchers looked at 500,000 wildfire starts and hundreds of attributes about them. Beyond the obvious weather variables like wind speed, temperature, and humidity, they also considered human factors like density of development. Yavar Per Mohammed is a researcher with Boise State University's Civil Engineering Department and lead author of a recent paper on the prediction model. He says that the breadth and depth of data points is part of what sets the research apart.
If you are an authority and you have a limited resources, you want to know where you shouldn't send your resources and where you should send them.
He says it could also be used to inform and time public education and enforcement campaigns around wildfire safety. The paper notes that most wildfires are started by people and as such are preventable. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
And now let's hear from Ivy Engel for a look at what happened this week in Wyoming history.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from history from around the state. According to the Wyoming Historical Society, on March 9, 1888, Converse County was created. On March 9, 1942, Werland women baked 325 pounds of cookies for soldiers. On March 10, 1890, Albany County Council members said Laramie's light air caused insanity. I'm not sure if that was meant to be a tourist draw or not. On March 10, 1947, it was reported that Thermopolis was using the water from its hot springs to de-ice its streets. On March 11, 1888, Sheridan County was organized. On March 11, 1947, a 20-year-old Fort Bridger resident sold his electric filing system invention to IBM for $5 million. That's over $72 million in today's money. On March 12, 1890, Bighorn County was created. On March 13, 1870, the first Presbyterian church in Wyoming Territory was dedicated in Rawlins. On March 14, 1945, it was reported that Wyoming led the country in war bond buying. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. What is the state insect of Wyoming? Send us your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout out to the first person with the right answer. As for Friday's trivia question, where is the largest bison herd in Wyoming? The largest wild population of Wyoming state animal is estimated to be between 4,000 and 6,000, and not surprisingly, it's in Yellowstone. The largest privately owned herd is on the Durham Bison Ranch near Wright, and it includes about 2,500 head. Congratulations to Chris Ruby, who was the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Have a great day and join me again tomorrow. Thank you.